The new comedy, Being John Malkovich, was a hit at this year's New York Film Festival. Our film critic John Powers has a review.
I'm not sure whether Being John Malkovich will turn out to be the best movie of 1999, but I feel confident in saying that it is the most original. This media age riff on Through the Looking Glass is so fresh and eccentrically brilliant that it makes most other movies seem as adventurous as episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond. John Cusack stars as Craig Schwartz, a failed street puppeteer who's caught in a routine marriage to Lottie, a pet store employee played by a frumped-up Cameron Diaz. Then Craig lands a filing clerk job on the 7.5 floor of a Manhattan office building, where the ceilings are so low everyone has to bend nearly double. There, he has two life-changing experiences. He falls for a cold-hearted colleague, Maxine, who's played with crisply amusing bitchiness by Catherine Keener. And more amazing, he stumbles across a hidden passageway that leads directly into, of all places, the mind of John Malkovich. Pass through its opening, and you can literally be Malkovich, sharing the actor's vanity as he preens in the mirror, enjoying his pleasure while he makes love to a woman, relishing his fame when he instantly gets the table he wants in a crowded restaurant. Astounded, Craig can't wait to tell Maxine all about it.
There's a tiny door in my office, Maxine. It's a portal, and it takes you inside John Malkovich. You see the world through John Malkovich's eyes, and then after about 15 minutes, you're spit out into a ditch on the side of the New Jersey Turnpike.
Sounds great. Who is John Malkovich?
Oh, he's an actor. He's one of the great American actors of the 20th century.
Oh, yeah? What's he been in?
Lots of things. That Jewel Thief movie, for example, he's very well respected. Anyway, the point is, this is very odd thing. It's supernatural, for lack of a better word. I mean, it raises all sorts of philosophical type questions, you know, about the nature of self, about the existence of a soul, you know? Am I me? Is Malkovich Malkovich?
Serious questions indeed. Being John Malkovich starts a bit slowly, and at first I feared it was going to be about Craig and Lottie's many struggles. But the movie quickly knocks our expectations for a loop. The story spins off in directions so deliriously funny that we feel like we're walking over a series of trapdoors. I don't want to spoil the surprises, so I'll say only that the movie's filled with fabulous bits, such as two women making love using Malkovich's body as their medium, and a narcissistic nightmare in which the real Malkovich plunges into a world in which every single person, from waiters to pearl-necked socialites, has his own face. Playing himself is a savvy career move for Malkovich, who has fallen so deep into self-parody, think of Con Air, that the only cure was to deliberately spoof his own image. And that's just what he does here, sending up his glowering self-importance, his odd effeminacy, his reputation as a reptilian roué, and even his ballooning paunch. When the scheming Craig starts using the actor as his personal puppet, Malkovich does a spastic, half-naked dance that's so hilariously unflattering, I was impressed by the actor's daring. Would Ed Norton or Matt Damon risk the same? Being John Malkovich is the long-awaited first feature by 29-year-old Spike Jonze, a maker of legendary music videos, who can currently be seen playing the young racist soldier in Three Kings. Most MTV guys prefer to make big action pictures like Armageddon, so they can wow viewers with gaudy images and deafening explosions. But Jonze is too confident to rely on flash. He gives his actors room to act, uses a moody musical score by Carter Burwell instead of larding the soundtrack with pop songs, and he lets the hallucinatory events speak for themselves. The movie's bursting with ideas about celebrity worship, the fluidity of gender, and the commercialization of everything, including miracles. It's possibly even a parable about internet culture. But Jonze doesn't hammer away at his themes. He gives them an elegant tap, like Lionel Hampton playing the vibes. For all of Jonze's good work, this comedy's real creator is screenwriter Charlie Kaufman, perhaps the great hero of American movies this year. At a time when most writers copy what's already been successful, Kaufman produced a script so prankishly original that it defied any rational expectation of ever being made. There's even something admirably innocent about the inspired choice of focusing on John Malkovich. A cynic would have come up with being Brad Pitt.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.